Yes. Ah, 3 o'clock growl. Okay, so a few things. Now, NFL free agency, you're allowed to reach terms with somebody. It technically can't be signed until Monday, but the Rams have already been on the losing end of a fair amount of this. The Rams have lost safety John Johnson, not unexpected, to the Cleveland Browns. There has been a goodbye message from Gerald Everett, pass-catching tight end. We don't know where he's going to go yet, but he says goodbye, so he's going somewhere. And the 49ers have snuck in and stolen edge rusher Samson Ebukam from the Rams.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah. Meanwhile, it looks like Darius Williams is going to stay, who I think led the team in interceptions last year. So that's good news. He's a key part of the secondary. But, yeah, Samson Ebukam is going to the 49ers, John Johnson going to the Browns, and Gerald Everett going somewhere has said goodbye, but we don't know where he's going yet.
Well, they have Tyler Higbee to replace Everett, so I'm not all that worried about that. But Ebukam was really good.
He is really good. And there's also there are multiple reports that the Rams may try to keep Leonard Floyd. So we'll keep you updated on that to see if there's a way to do that. It would probably require some restructuring of contracts. Supposedly, they don't want to – this is what I read anyway – that they don't want to restructure Aaron Donald's contract or Jalen Ramsey's contract, but they may look at Cooper Kupp or Robert Woods as potentially contracts that could be restructured. And what's interesting, too, about the Rams is – one of their positions of need, at least in my opinion, is wide receiver, and it is a very slow-moving market so far. No real wide receiver talent on the market has signed, so there's a lot available. Kenny Golladay, Marvin Jones, there's a whole bunch of guys.
Well, John Ross. Juju Smith-Schuster might move, too.
Juju Smith-Schuster, a lot of guys. So that's the news on the free agent front. Meanwhile, if you're a Lakers fan, you got the news over the week. First of all, good win against Indiana. By the way, it's a 5-point win, right?
Yeah, it didn't look like a win for a long time. They were down all night, and Kyle Kuzma took over in the fourth quarter, and they ended up winning late. But they were
the
down.
The line, by the way, Lakers -4.5.
Tonight?
No, in that game on Friday. So they just cleared it. It was a 5-point win. But Kyle Kuzma had a monster second half, monster fourth quarter down the stretch. Played really, really well. And he has taken his game to the next level, particularly defensively. His rebounding has improved dramatically. He gets his share of block shots, especially those chase down block shots. And he's been proficient shooting threes. He started out really hot. He's not as hot now. And the Lakers only shot 30% from three on Friday night. That may just not be their game. They're not shooting well, but they did come away with a win.
Well, remember, they won the title last year, and they were ranked in the bottom 10 in three-point shooting in the NBA. So it's three-point shooting isn't everything. You'd like to have that club in your bag. But they won the title last year, and they didn't even go seven games with any of their playoff opponents because they were so good defensively, and nobody could stop LeBron and AD. So I wouldn't put too much stock in their three-point shooting, but there are nights where they're just not going in. I mean, it is a real issue.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a real issue, and they shot really well to start the year, and then all of a sudden it tailed off, unfortunately. But you know, they've got a stretch now of, as Dave McMenamin said, it's 5 games in 7 days, right?
Right, starting tonight.
And what, obviously it's Golden State tonight. What's the rest of the week look like?
Well, Minnesota is probably a very winnable game tomorrow night.
Sure.
Although that Anthony Edwards is playing really, really well. He had a career-high 34 last night, the number one pick in the draft. So he's really good. Charlotte and LaMelo Ball come in on Thursday. That's the first time they've seen LaMelo or played against Charlotte. They play a Saturday day game against Atlanta. So that's Trae Young. And then a Sunday night game in Phoenix. And then turn around 2 days after that and play in New Orleans. So they just have a ton of games. 4 games this week, 4 games next week, 5 games in the next 7 days. And if you want to stretch it out, 7 in the next 9. It's probably the busiest part of the schedule so far.
Yeah, it's a big stretch. And they've got that one road trip looks really interesting. Is that before or after potentially? Is that after 3 weeks from now?
It's
the one that takes them to Brooklyn, that back east trip?
That. So that's basically the first 2 weeks of April. So they get through March, and in the first 2 weeks of April, they play. They go on a seven-game road trip. But the beginning of it is at Sacramento, at Clippers. So they're kind of – it's really a five-game road trip, and it's Toronto, Miami, Brooklyn, Knicks, Charlotte. And then Boston back at Staples Center on the 15th. So really between – you know, today's the 15th of March. By the 15th of April, we'll know a ton about how good the Lakers are. And if Anthony Davis comes back April 15th to play against the Celtics, which is a month from now, then he would get 18 games for the end of the year, which should be enough, I would think.
Yeah, we also talked to McTen about – and by the way, we'll let you know Bill Plunkett's coming up a little bit later on this hour from Dodgers spring training. So everybody is anticipating what are the Lakers going to do at the trade deadline, which is March the 25th. And the truth is, let's just tell the truth, it's unlikely they're going to do something. They're $3 million under the cap. The young and ascending players they've got, there's no way they're going to part with. They're not going to part with a THT or an Alex Caruso. They're just not giving up those guys. So they're going to turn to the buyout market at some point. And the possibilities out there could include Andre Drummond if Cleveland can't find a suitor, and it doesn't appear as though they will. The Knicks kicked the tires on Andre Drummond and decided they would try to wait for the buyout market. There is LaMarcus Aldridge, who has agreed to part ways with the San Antonio Spurs. There is P.J. Tucker, who is likely a buyout candidate from the Houston Rockets. And then the last one is Hassan Whiteside, who is a potential buyout candidate for Sacramento. Those are kind of the guys, John, you can't really talk about those guys, but those are kind of the guys that have been circling amongst NBA media types as potential additions for the Lakers. And they all address what I think is an important need, which is additional front court depth, both for the short term and for the long term.
And I wouldn't completely rule out a trade like you just did.
You wouldn't?
No. I think it's unlikely.
I'm just looking at the salary. It's difficult. They're only $3 million under the hard cap. And what are your tradable assets? You've got no first-round draft picks until like 2027. You've got no second-round draft picks until 2023. So what exactly are you going to move?
Well, it depends what the other team is looking for. If they're looking for, you know, getting out from under a contract, which is why Blake Griffin got sent packing. You know, they just wanted out from under that contract. So he agreed to a buyout. But it depends. It depends on if they would insist on, you know, one of your young guys. But if you come to the conclusion that there's a guy you can't pay next year for whatever reason, then all of a sudden it becomes a trade possibility. So Rob Plink is really good at this, and I think that anything could happen in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. That I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah, I won't say you suggested it, but Alex Caruso is probably going to get the mid-level exception next year.
Well, Montrezl Harrell's a free agent at the end of this
season.
Horton Tucker is restricted free agent at the end of this season. There's a long play and a short play. So
yeah,
you hope you have somebody driving the car that knows what he's doing. And, you know, what we saw last year when the Lakers won the title is that Pelinka's good at this. So,
yes.
You know, you're glad he's running the show. And I think Genie empowers him to make all, you know, most of the basketball decisions, and he's really good at that. So
yes,
I think
he is.
They're in good hands. I don't know what the next 2 weeks is going to entail. I think the way you catch this originally is probably right, that they're probably way more of a candidate for the buyout market than they are for trades. But I wouldn't rule it completely out. You know, something could happen.
Yeah. Right. So
what is Andre Drummond waiting for? Get a buyout and go to the Nets.
I don't know. Does Andre Drummond have a choice? I think it's Cleveland.
Brett Griffin gave up $13 million to go to Brooklyn. I mean, give up like $5 million to go to the Nets.
We had Dan Wojcicki on earlier, Michael, and he says that what he's hearing, or maybe it was Dave McMenamin, I can't remember which, but that one of them was saying that Cleveland, Kobe Altman, is insisting on getting something in return.
Ain't nobody going to send them nothing.
Well, no. You know, everybody said
especially
that,
nothing that'll match that salary.
Michael, everybody said that last year with Andre Iguodala. And, you know, everybody said, why doesn't Memphis just buy out Iguodala? And Memphis,
what'd they get for him?
They had to give up Justice Winslow.
Oh, please. That's nothing. Come on.
What are you talking about? Justice Winslow, the 10th pick in the draft.
Hasn't played in 2 years. Come on.
Honestly, though, John, this is a different situation than Andre Iguodala. Andre Drummond is making $27 million this year. That's a tough number to match if you're going to try to trade
him. Exactly. And right, if you're Andre, I'm going to say, man, Cleveland, I'll give back $5 million. Let me go to either Brooklyn or the Clippers. Or
Wait a minute. Are you saying, Michael, that Blake Griffin gave back money?
$13 million he gave back of his, like, $30, $60 million that was left
to
over.
To get out from under
to
Detroit.
To get out of Detroit. Gave up $13 million. Now, he could make it up over time, Mace. He won't sign for, like, $20 million a year anymore. But if he wants to extend his career off another 3 or 4 years, he'll make the vet minimum.
But why
The mid-level.
Why would – you said go to Brooklyn. Don't talk about specifics, but, you know, there are indications that – and I forget who reported it. Somebody with a blue check mark who's legit reported that the Lakers are optimistic. Mark Stein from the New York Times. The Lakers are optimistic that they are in play for Andre Drummond.
Yeah, I'm not going to
– perfect addition.
I'm just going to say he needs to go to one of three contenders, and we know the three contenders are
Don't say him.
Yeah, I won't say it, but that's what he should do, is take less money, take a buyout now instead of waiting around.
So the date you guys all got to circle is the 25th. Yeah. That's the trade deadline, and so all the buyouts will happen, you know, either right before or right after that.
Yeah, that's basically, maybe that's what the contenders are waiting for.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult to move the contracts that we're talking about.
Because whoever gets Drummond, whoever gets him, they are going to be the favorites to win it. Because that boy,
Michael.
He's the leading rebounder in the NBA.
He is a beast, man. He is a beast in the middle. He can run the floor. He can block shots.
That's what I'm talking about.
He gets every freaking rebound. He's amazing.
That's what I'm talking about. We want that guy.
Mace, do you still have that list of Best Picture nominees?
I do. Why don't we do it? We'll do it next. Okay. Plus, I want to talk a little bit about the closer situation for the Dodgers. Kenley Jansen and the closer situation for the Dodgers. That is coming up next for you, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The only guy that likes him more than I like some me is Max Kellerman.
It's close. You're right.
It's right in the ballpark. Right in the ballpark. All right. I want to get to this Kenley Jansen thing in a minute. But first, John, they've announced the Academy Award nominations today, which is like another sport in Los Angeles. If you work in the studio business or in the entertainment business, it's a really big deal. I want to see if you've seen any of these 8 movies that have been nominated for Best Picture.
All right, go for it. And we're going to call Bill Plunkett because he needs to go now. Okay. But go ahead, rattle those off.
The Father, starring Anthony Hopkins.
Nope. Never even heard of it.
Really good. In theaters now. Excellent. Judas and the Black Messiah.
Haven't seen it, but I will. I've yet to see it.
It's on HBO Max. It's fantastic. Mank. It's on Netflix.
No.
Great. Great movie about the making of Citizen Kane. Minari.
No.
For streaming. Great story.
And the union just sent me the DVD.
Yeah, great story of a Korean-American
family. That's the one that's probably going to win, right?
Maybe. Nomadland, I think, is going to win. That's on Hulu.
Okay.
Promising Young Woman, starring Carey Mulligan.
No, I'm 0-6.
That one will creep you out. Sound of Metal, you should see. It's on Amazon Prime.
Nope.
And Trial of the Chicago 7 is on Netflix.
I saw it.
There you go.
Yeah, I saw that because that's Aaron Sorkin.
1-8. 1-8. Do we have Bill Plunkett on the line right now?
I think they're working on getting him.
Hey, Bill, what are you doing, man?
I'm watching some baseball.
Nice.
Very excited. Did Corey Seager hit another home run today?
Yes, he did. It's every day, pretty much.
I know. It's what is that, like 4 and 5 games or something like that?
That is 4 in the last week. So 4 and 7 games, and he didn't play all 7. But, yeah, he's ready. I think he's he should be put in bubble wrap and shipped back to L.A. right now.
Yeah, Bill Plunkett, Southern California News Group, is with us. He is in Arizona covering the Dodgers. So let me ask you about Jimmy Nelson, who has been kind of a surprise. He was a guy that Andrew Friedman picked up. He had been cast away by Milwaukee, and he's thrown pretty well, huh?
Yeah, I'm not going to answer any questions. I'm going to direct you to today's story that we'll be posting in a little while.
Excellent.
Beyond Jimmy Nelson.
So you wrote a piece on Jimmy Nelson.
It'll be popping up on the website later today. He's just had such a rocky road. I mean, if you go back to 2017, he was one of the better young pitchers and young starting pitchers in the National League. And it all went haywire. September game, Wrigley Field. He gets a single. That's always a mistake for a pitcher to, you know, actually get a hit and run the bases. Rounds first really aggressively, has to scramble back, dives for the bag. Dove with his right arm, tore up his shoulder. Just absolutely destroyed
his shoulder.
Yeah,
this is why managers don't want their pitchers to hit.
Yeah. It's just, it was 21 months before he pitched again because he developed some elbow problems on the way back. Didn't pitch much in 19, signed with the Dodgers, came to camp last spring. They thought he was going to be, they thought he might be the their new Brandon Morrow, you know, a former starter who had injury problems and turned into a really good reliever. But he was still having problems. He had some groin issue, and it turned out to be a back problem. And he had back surgery last year, didn't pitch all year. And he thinks that all of it's related to the shoulder, that it, you know, he compensated coming back, led to the elbow, led to the back. So just being healthy after all of that is one heck of an accomplishment, you know, just to be out on the mound. And he said it's just fun was the word he used. It's just,
you know,
fun
the other,
to be
I
out
was just
there.
Trying to jump in here real quick, because that's the one thing the Dodgers needed was another credible starting pitcher after Clayton, Buehler,
exactly.
Bauer, Price, Arias, May.
They may be the only
Jimmy
team
Nelson.
To ever have an 8-man rotation.
I don't think he makes the team as a starting pitcher. But he's inventory, and he can, you know, if he can take the, you know, the ups and downs and the more frequent work of a reliever, then maybe he becomes a weapon out of the bullpen.
Okay, so Bill, speaking of that, pretend tomorrow is opening day. The Dodgers have a 3-2 lead going to the bottom of the ninth. All right, well, actually, they're going to be on the road, so it would be they would need somebody to pitch the bottom of the ninth. Who gets the ball? Who closes?
Kenley Jansen.
Of course.
No. Come on.
Stop
of course.
It.
Really?
Stop it. Why?
Stop
why
what?
Are you I, even I, asking I, this question?
Because he drives the blood pressure of collective Dodger fans all throughout
I've
the Southland
this.
Goes through the roof.
I've told you guys this before. Every fan base in every city thinks their closer is the shakiest guy in the staff. Single city.
But don't we have the stats to back it up?
I've covered I covered team. No, you don't. You
know you
don't.
That's the thing. The stats don't back up your irrational opinion of Kenley.
People only remember the mistakes. They only remember the bad ones. They forget the 8 good ones that came, you know, in between the bad ones. He was a good reliever last year. He is not an elite closer anymore. He's an above average. He's a good closer. And like I've told you before, that's going to be good enough from April through August.
Okay, so on
now, Bill, whether it's good enough in September and October, that's a different question.
Right, and so, but following up on that, the last guy we saw close when the Dodgers won the World Series down in Texas was Julio Urias. Has it been completely written off that he would be used as a reliever? Is he back in a starter's role, and that's that, or is it still being discussed?
Yes. There is no closer competition going on down here. Don't put that in your imagination. It's Kenley's job.
Okay.
You know, whether it remains his job, he has a looser grip on it than he's had in any of his other years, but it's still his.
On a team that wins 105, I think Kenley's going to finish with 35 saves.
Easily. And then when the important games of September and October come around, they will have multiple options to turn to if they don't think he's the guy. You know, Julio can become a closer in September and October if he needs to. He could become, you know, kind of a Josh Hader in the postseason, coming out of the bullpen for, you know, put the fire out whenever for an inning, 2 innings, multiple innings. You know, Corey Knebel, who pitched today and looked pretty good. He's a guy who had a 40 save season in the past.
Yep.
He could be the closer in September and October once he's got a little more distance between, you know, the present and his Tommy John surgery. I don't think Bruised Our Gratterall will be the guy this year. I don't think Dustin May will be that guy this year. He may be a bullpen piece in the postseason again, but I don't think he's closing. You look at all the numbers. Kenley was pretty good last year. Yeah. Not great, pretty good. He was top five in baseball in terms of exit average velocity or average exit velocity. They weren't hitting the ball hard off him. When they did, it was loud and it was a home run. But,
and Bill,
you know, that doesn't
30,
make him unique among pitchers.
33 strikeouts in 24 innings. That's pretty dominant.
Which was probably down a little bit for his career average. But still, again, pretty good. Not great, but pretty good.
Yeah. All right, last thing for you. I've not really heard anything, and I've watched. I always have the games on when I'm home doing the show. What is going on with the second?
And you're on the website reading every word that I wrote.
Of course, I love reading everything Bill writes for the Southern California News Group. I often retweet that, Bill. You know I'm a huge fan. I often retweet that. What's going on at second base?
Gavin Lux is going. The phrase that Dave Roberts uses every time is he's going to get a runway to play regularly. He's looked really good, had a couple hits again today, and just looks more comfortable than he did in summer camp last year. He never looked comfortable last year. So I think he gets the pretty much everyday job to start the season. And then, you know, if he somehow falls apart or you know, slumps really badly, then maybe you move to plan B, which would probably be Chris Taylor over there more often. But I think Lux opens the season pretty much as the everyday guy.
Hey, Bill, it's me against you in the tournament this week. It's UCLA, Michigan State, and Indiana.
Did you actually get a degree?
They did give me one.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Whether
really?
It was deserved is a completely
By
different
the way,
discussion.
UCLA would prefer he not discuss his degree.
Exactly. and Bill, here's why. I'm not feeling very confident about the Bruins. Michigan State normally turns it on for the tournament. Do you like your team this year?
They are the most frustrating team of the Tom Izzo era. They are capable of beating everyone in the tournament, anyone in the tournament. And they are also capable of losing to anyone in the tournament. It's just been that kind of a year.
So this game is a total coin flip then, because that's how UCLA is. Beginning of the year, they were unbeatable. They rattled off like 11 games in a row, and now they've lost 4 out of 5. So it sounds like the I don't want it, you take it game. We'll see how it goes.
Spartans beat 3 top 5 teams in a 2-week span. And then they went into the Big Ten tournament and just didn't even show up against Maryland.
There you go.
So I don't know what you're going to get Thursday.
Thursday.
All right.
Okay.
So, Bill, when does your article – Bill has got a new piece. Apparently it's about Jimmy Nelson and other stuff at Dodgers camp, and it's going to post any minute, Southern California News Group. Bill, what's your Twitter handle?
I don't even know. Bill Plunkett, OCR? Is that what it is?
No, that's it. I was just looking at – by the way, I noticed you wrote that both Kershaw and Bauer might pitch tomorrow.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird one, but yeah. That was
okay.
Caught us by surprise. I think what it is, they're going to start letting the pitchers bat tomorrow, and Kershaw will bat, and then they'll go to the DH the rest of the game. I don't think Bauer wants to bat. I think that's probably, you know, he didn't want to start the next day because he'd have to bat.
Right.
That's the only thing we can figure.
Okay.
All right. Hey, listen, Bill, thank you very much for coming on. We appreciate it as always, man. Enjoying some baseball and getting ready.
Enjoying is a bit of a stretch, but yeah, watching baseball.
Come on, it's baseball. How bad can it be?
Yeah, it is. They're playing 9 innings. Can you believe this?
Nine innings. They are really making you work overtime. All right, thanks, Bill.
Seems excessive.
Yep. Yeah, I agree with you.
It's excessive.
Yeah. All right, Bill,
all right, thanks, Bill. Yeah. Coming up next, I got a little breaking Rams news for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yes. All right, so NFL free agency is open. Technically, contracts cannot be signed, but they can be agreed to. As far as the Rams go, Gerald Everett is going somewhere. We don't know where. Pass-catching tight end. he has sent out a goodbye Instagram message. We know that John Johnson III is going to the Browns. Really smart player. Called all the plays on defense for the Rams this year. Samson Ebukam, who's a really good edge rusher, left and signed with the San Francisco 49ers. And as of right now, the New York Giants, Diana Rossini says New York Giants have made a strong push to sign Leonard Floyd. And Lindsay Theory says the Rams are trying to keep Floyd, who had a career high 10.5 sacks this season. So the Rams are making a push to keep Leonard Floyd as their edge rusher, which would make a lot of sense.
You always ask me why I'm iffy on the Raiders, like why I'm not like I'm not a good Raider fan, which is true, because they do stupid stuff like this. Last year, Derek Carr's favorite receiver, well, Darren Waller, the tight end, is technically his favorite receiver,
yeah.
But in terms of the wideouts, Nelson Aguilar was targeted 82 times. You remember the former All Pac-12 receiver from USC?
Yep.
Kind of lost himself when he went to Philadelphia. He rediscovered himself when he played for the Raiders last year. He was their leading receiver. He had 8 touchdowns, second to only Waller, who had 9. And the Raiders just let him walk to the Patriots for nothing. I mean, that's the type of guy you want to keep.
Well, remember that wide receiver is the deepest in this free agent class. And none of them have signed as of yet. None of the premier
wide receiver candidates.
But Aguilar, where's Aguilar going? He's going to the
New
Patriots.
England. Yeah.
Yeah. But there are a lot of guys out there. But, John, I mean, you can't just go south based on one pick.
No. What made me go south was when they traded Khalil Mack. This is just, like, more evidence that, I mean, who is Derek Carr? I like Derek Carr. Everybody rips him. Who's he throwing to now? Hunter Renfrow is now the one veteran receiver he has, and he doesn't stretch the field.
But don't you have to actually sign?
He's got Ruggs.
Right, but Ruggs, I mean, how healthy?
Yeah, Ruggs was the top draft pick for them.
He's got all that speed. He's the fastest guy in the league almost.
Yeah, but he's got to be healthy to play, right?
Well, yeah, he'll be healthy next year.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully for everybody.
Yeah.
Come on, Arnold, be a little bit more optimistic.
Yeah, be optimistic, man.
All right, I'll definitely take the wait and see attitude. Well,
Michael, have you filled out your brackets yet?
I don't even have one in front of me. Where did you get them?
Adam is going to have to help you. It's all done on the computer, and the only thing you know how to
we'll
do
give
on the
him one. We'll, I'm working with him tonight in studio. We'll get you one, Michael. You can fill it out. Well, Bronstein can input it.
Did Minnesota get a bid?
The only thing Michael Thompson can use the computer for is Googling answers for games.
Falsely accused again.
Well, not today. It's his game.
I know how OJ feels. Falsely accused. You just can't get rid of it.
I don't know if that's where you want to go for your evidence.
Don't make that reference.
He's a free man walking around, ain't he?
Yeah, that doesn't mean he was innocent. Just means he was not guilty.
It's a huge difference.
And that's, by the way, that's the exact same with you.
If I didn't Google it, you must have quit.
You are not guilty, but you're not innocent.
Michael. Yeah, OJ went to jail, but not for that. He went for
not for that. For one of his many other transgressions.
Right. Yeah. Hamish, you won't let it go, Hamish. Won't let being falsely accused.
Let me see. Rams source to me just now. Leonard Floyd done, says Josina Anderson.
Going back to the Rams. Oh, and the Rams just tweeted a picture of Floyd getting a sack, but nothing else.
Right.
So it sounds like it is done.
Yeah, so Josina Anderson and now the Rams confirming with that picture that Leonard Floyd, who had a career-high 10.5 sacks last year, will return as edge rusher for the Rams. That's a great deal. It's $16 million for at least 1 year. That's all we know, $16 million per year for Leonard Floyd large.
How many sacks did he get last year?
Says. How many 10.5.
10.5? Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good. So chalk that one up for the Rams. I thought he was gone for sure. I thought him and John Johnson were definitely gone, but they find a way to keep him. They still need to dip into that wide receiver market and find a guy that takes the top off of defense.
You know, as much as they throw now, Mace, up to 50 times a game, shouldn't defensive ends, edge rushers, or even a great tackle like Donald get 2 sacks a game? Shouldn't they be able to do
that?
Well,
remember, Donald, it's not necessarily fair to just judge him on sacks. Because they're throwing 2 and sometimes 3 guys at
him. So why don't they put him on the edge? He's quick enough to play edge.
Well, he lines up all over the place, Michael. He just doesn't line up at defensive tackle. He will line up outside.
Yeah.
But you're still when you're throwing multiple guys at him, yeah. It's the other guys that make hay.
But I would keep him on the edge because he's so fast for his size. Those fat offensive tackles can't move their feet quick enough to stop him from getting around the edge.
The brilliant thing is the way he gets skinny on those sacks.
Yeah.
He finds a way to get skinny and get between those offensive right. linemen. He is the most dominant player. And when you've got him and you've got Jalen Ramsey, and now you keep Leonard Floyd at edge, you've got the makings of – you're basically bringing back the defense. Now, you're going to have to play Jordan Fuller more, the kid they got from Ohio State late last year. You're obviously going to play Darius Williams a lot. They're going to have to fill in for guys like John Johnson and Troy Hill. But I still think they've got the makings of one of the best defenses, if not the best defense, in the National Football League last year to go along with an improved offense with Matt Stafford, who, by the way, still the Rams cannot talk about Matt Stafford.
It's later this week, though, right?
Is it? Yeah, I guess it's later this week. They'll be able to officially do it.
Everybody knows he's been traded there.
No, it's that same thing, Michael, where we couldn't talk about Anthony Davis.
Uh-huh.
Remember, because there's a date where you can't make it official.
That's just crazy.
Right.
Yeah, it is weird. It is weird. All right, coming up next, Michael, what is the name of this game?
The name of this game, I think you and Lindsay, because you guys didn't approve of it, my last one. Name the lead singer.
Name the lead singer mm-hmm. is the name of the game.
Yes.
That is coming up next for you. It is Michael Thompson's game, Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. It is Game of Games time, and the scoreboard for the month of March has Lindsay leading with 5 wins. Me, Ireland, woo-hoo! And Momo each have 2 wins. Jorge has won once, and Michael Thompson yet to scratch, and it is his game today. Michael, what is the name of this game?
Okay, Lindsay and fellas, you guys complained about my last game. The game today is name the lead singer of these groups or bands. Sometimes I will just say the band or group. Sometimes I will give you a clue to which band it is.
Okay.
Buzz in with your name if you know the lead singer. Let's
right,
start
Steve,
off.
Steve, turn the music down a little bit.
That's really loud. Really
what?
Loud there, Steve.
Yeah. All right, let's start off with some easy ones or the easiest ones. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The Rolling.
Yeah. John. Listen.
John.
Mick Jagger.
Oh, come
right.
on.
The
Wait, what? Mason. I didn't even know you were starting already.
Oh, okay. Here's the second one, Lindsay. The
I already buzzed in.
The beat. Oh, okay. Go ahead, Mace.
It's mostly Paul McCartney, but sometimes John Lennon.
Nope. Go ahead. The
Lindsay.
No, wait. Let me give you the group.
Okay.
The Beach Boys.
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Lindsay. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Brian Williams.
No.
Mason.
Well, Michael, it depends who you talk to, but it could either be Mike Love or Brian Wilson.
Yes, Ireland gets
on
that one. All
right. That's what I meant. That's what I meant. Brian Wilson.
In.
Same thing.
I was going to say Brian Wilson.
All right. Okay. The next group is name the lead singer of the B.
Mason. Barry Gibb.
Yes, that's right. I thought I'd catch you with another
one. I knew that one.
Exactly. All right. Here's one. The Miami Sound
Mason.
Mission.
John.
Mason, go ahead.
That is Gloria Estefan.
Yes, it is. All right. Here's a little tough one for you. I'll give you a hint. The Famous Flames, the lead singer, is known as the Father of Soul.
Mason.
John.
Mason.
James Brown.
That's right. James Brown. Actually, the Godfather.
Is anybody keeping score, by the way?
Yeah, it's Mason 3, Ireland 1, Lindsay 1.
Okay.
Lead singer of the famous rock bands and soul groups, The Miracles.
John.
John.
Smokey Robinson.
Very good.
Yes.
Lead
singer. I know all these, Michael. I just can't buzz in quick enough.
Really? Why?
You're not even trying.
Because John always beats me.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Lindsay, I'll try and help you. Go ahead, Mike.
All right. Name the lead singer of Motley Crue.
Mason.
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
That one is Motley Crue. David Lee Roth?
No.
Go ahead, that's the wrong one. It's the wrong band.
Mason, is it Tommy Lee?
No.
No, he's a drummer.
Ireland.
Vince Neil.
I know. Ireland's like a freaking encyclopedia.
It's Mason 3, Ireland 3, Lindsay 1.
Lead singer of The Supremes.
Mason.
John.
Mason.
Lindsay.
That is Diana Ross.
Diana Ross, right. Lead singer of the Pretenders.
Mason.
Lindsay.
That is Chrissy Hynde.
Yes. Lead singer of the Pips.
Mason.
Lindsay.
That is Gladys Knight.
Lindsay, are you on a time delay?
I am on the phone. I think there is somewhat of a delay, right?
I'm trying to help you out.
All right. Lead singer of Kool and the Gang.
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
James Taylor.
Ireland, how'd you know that? Jeez. Lead singer of REO Speedwagon.
Mason. Don't know.
Lindsay.
Kevin Cronin.
Very point.
Oh, wow.
Lead
How
singer.
Do you know that one?
Yeah, lead singer of the Scorpions.
The Scorps.
Don't know that one.
I don't know that one.
I know it. I just listened to a podcast about it. Oh, yeah. What's his name? Is it?
I'll give you a hint, Lindsay. Klaus.
Van Bulow.
I don't.
Klaus Main. Lead singer of Journey.
Lindsey.
Mason.
Lindsey.
Steve Perry.
Yes.
Okay, it's Mason this, 6, Ireland 3, Lindsey 4.
This lead singer was a member of a band named after a German airship.
Lindsey.
Lindsey.
Robert Plant.
That's right.
Ooh.
What?
Zeppelin. It's Mason 6, Lindsey 5, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
These lead singers were the lead singer of a band at a different time. These lead singers.
Mason. It's Sammy Hagar and David
Lee Roth. That's right. Okay. Van Halen. This lead singer blew the doors off the
Lindsey.
Job. Lindsey.
Jim Morrison.
Yes.
All right. So, wait, Mace, what's the score?
7, Mason. 6, Lindsey. 3, Ireland.
Okay.
Guns N' Roses.
Lindsey.
Mason.
Lindsey.
Okay, go ahead, Lindsey.
Axl Rose.
Right.
Axl Rose.
It's 7-7.
When you heard his voice, you knew who it was.
Lindsey.
Mason.
Lindsey.
Roger Daltrey.
Yes. Aerosmith.
Lindsey.
Mason.
Lindsey.
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 Lindsey, go ahead.
Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler.
All right, so Lindsey has the lead now, right?
Yep, 9-7.
They weren't the kings of rock, but they were the queens.
Lindsey.
Lindsey.
Freddie Mercury.
That's right.
Freddie Mercury.
There's one.
Lindsey is operating on a 3-second delay.
The lead singer of The Experience.
Lindsey.
Lindsey.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yes, very good, Ireland. Lead singer
I knew
of
that one too.
Lead singer of Blondie.
Lindsey.
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 Debbie Harry.
Debbie Harry. Pink Floyd.
Lindsey.
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 Roger
Waters.
Yes. The Police.
Lindsey.
Lindsey.
Sting.
Sting.
Am I just not here anymore? I said Sting.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Lindsey.
Lindsey.
Go ahead, Lindsey.
Lindsey.
I don't know this one.
Lynyrd Skynyrd. Lynyrd Skynyrd. Who's got that one?
I don't think I know this either.
I don't know.
He was killed in a plane crash.
I know they all were.
Well, yeah, half the group, yeah.
Who is it?
Ron know. Van Sant.
All right, how many, Michael, how many more you got?
How many
8 or 9
bands? Have we listed every band?
No.
I've
got some more.
You got time to come back.
Lead singer of The Revolution.
Mason.
Lindsey.
Lindsey.
Prince.
Wait a minute. What am I here? I was obviously first.
Yeah, I think you were that time, Mace.
That's Prince.
He is Mason.
He's getting grumpy.
He is the lead singer of a band that has the same name as a World War II German submarine.
Mason.
Mason.
Bono.
Bono, you too. That's right.
All right, so what's the score now?
It's 14-9.
I'm trying to go through these fast. Pearl Jam.
Lindsey.
Lindsey.
Lindsey. Eddie Vedder.
Right. Nirvana.
Mason.
Mason.
Lindsey.
Mason.
Kurt Cobain.
Oh, she's just blurting out answers.
All right.
Okay.
The Wailers.
Mason.
Mason.
Bob Marley.
Yes.
Bob Marley. Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Lindsey.
Lindsey.
John Fogerty.
Yes. Genesis.
Lindsey.
Lindsey.
Phil Collins.
Nope.
Mason.
Mason.
Peter Gabriel.
Yes. Black Sabbath.
Lindsey.
Lindsey.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes. Aerosmith.
Lindsey.
Lindsey.
We already did that one.
You already gave us that one.
I did that one already? Oh. Yeah. Faces. Faces.
Who?
Faces.
Faces?
This is
never heard of them.
Legendary singer started out in Faces. English. He might have been too sexy for his, you know.
Lindsey. Lindsey. Rod Stewart.
Yes. Mazzy Star. Lead singer of Mazzy Star.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I love Mazzy Star, but I don't know who's going to lead.
Fade Into You was a big hit.
Oh, it's a gigantic hit.
Yes, Fade Into
but
You.
I don't know the name of the
Hope
band.
Sandoval.
I don't know the girl's name.
Last two, Eagles.
Okay. Lindsey.
Lindsey.
Don Henley.
Yes, and the last one, Kiss.
Lindsey.
Lindsey.
Lindsey. Gene Simmons.
Yes.
Yeah, we just totally ignored me on that. Fine, Lindsey wins.
Did Lindsey win?
Yeah, I mean,
woohoo!
She was just blurting out names. I mean, the game just
no, I wasn't. You guys said I was on a delay and making fun of me for it, so I was just trying to, by the time John buzzed in for me, I was providing the answer.
I thought it was fair, Mace.
Yeah, I
are you protesting?
Yeah, Mace, play this under protest.
I am. I'm playing this game under protest.
You want to put you on trial, too?
No. Well, tomorrow we'll do – well, you can – that's part of the resources that are available to you. You can play any game under protest,
okay.
And we'll determine tomorrow if you have a legitimate
okay.
right.
Should we let George
– tomorrow. I think I've got a great case.
I think you do, too.
Who's going to be the judge?
Morales.
Morales, okay.
Oh, no, not Morales.
Well, Michael, you're here tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be here. Favor.
Okay, so we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
All right,
so what's the – as I like to say at this time of the show, what's the out time?
It's the same every day. You know that, right?
It changes sometimes. Steve, what's the out time?
On Thursday, I'm doing a Gouda game again because LaMelo Ball will be in town, and the game will revolve around balls.
Oh, that's good.
So, Lindsey.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
You'll be able to play, too, even though you're a woman.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
What are you talking about? I think you can't, Michael. You can't say that in 2021. They take you off the politically correct police with the woke police.
You're canceled, Michael.
Well, I just thought, you know, since the game was about, you know,
I don't want you to get canceled, Michael. Yeah. I don't want you.
By
to
the way,
get
did you hear that guy got canceled the other day after what he teased his cohort?
I heard that today.
But compared to how you guys used to tease Amanda, my goodness.
Wait a minute, what was the
tease? Oh, Mace, you haven't heard the story?
No.
They were just kidding around on the air, and they were talking about somebody.
This guy's a sports guy in Chicago, yeah. Mace. He'd been there for 27 years,
wow.
And he said to her, and he'd been on this one for a lot of years, he goes, and they said, well, what if we made this a sitcom? And they said, yeah, you can be the ditzy ex-wife who has a drinking problem.
She complained about it, and he got fired.
Wow.
And, yeah, they canned him after 27 years.
How about that? Can't even kid around. Like, even if something, he was just joking.
No jokes allowed.
No joking.
Yeah, boy. And the way you guys used to call Amanda, you know. Like
yeah, we
Marks.
Probably can't even use those names
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, no, we don't
like,
have to bring
you know,
on, Michael.
Challengely sized Betty.
I know, we'd have to, that's what we'd have to call her now. Challenged sized Betty.
Yeah. All right, so what are we looking for tonight, guys? Obviously, we got LaMelo tomorrow, but
by the way, Michael,
tonight.
Do you know what the Lakers' record is in the Chase Center?
Like 1-2?
They're 2-0.
2-0, okay.
They've never lost in the Chase Center.
Wow, well, they shouldn't lose tonight.
And, hey, Mace, here's an important fact.
Okay.
The series between the Lakers and the Warriors this year is tied at one game apiece. And this is the final game because they're only playing them three times, okay?
Right.
The team that has won the Lakers-Warriors season series in the last 6 years has gone on to the NBA Finals.
Oh, wow.
So think about that. Michael, tonight's winner on to the NBA Finals.
Awesome. Awesome.
I can see that happening for the Lakers. Not so much the Warriors.
Not so much for the Warriors, yeah. All right. Hey, thank you very much for being out there, guys. We appreciate you today. Coming up next for you is Sedano, LZ, and Cap tomorrow. Going to do some NCAA tournament gambling with the Fez. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.